2 Samuel, chapter 7. After the king had settled into his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent." And Nathan replied to the king, "Go and do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." But that night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David that this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build for me a house to dwell in? For I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought the Israelites up out of Egypt until this day. But I have moved about with a tent as my dwelling. In all my journeys with all the Israelites, have I ever asked any of the leaders I appointed to shepherd my people Israel, 'Why haven't you built me a house of cedar?' Now then, you are to tell my servant David that this is what the Lord of hosts says. I took you from the pasture, from following the flock, to be the ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now then, you are to tell my servant David that this is what the Lord of hosts says. I took from you the pasture, from following the flock, to be the ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make for you a name like the greatest in the land. And I will provide a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they may dwell in a place of their own and be disturbed no more. No longer will the sons of wickedness oppress them as they did at the beginning, and have done since the day I appointed judges over my people Israel. I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord declares to you that He Himself will establish a house for you. And when your days are fulfilled, and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your descendant after you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. He will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will discipline him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But my loving devotion will never be removed from him, as I removed it from Saul, whom I moved out of your way. Your house and kingdom will endure forever before me, and your throne will be established forever." So Nathan relayed to David all the words of this entire vision. Then King David went in, sat before the Lord, and said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house, that you have brought me this far? And as if this was a small thing in your eyes, O Lord God, you have also spoken about the future of the house of your servant. Is it your custom with man, O Lord God? What more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O Lord God. For the sake of your word, and according to your own heart, you have accomplished this great thing, and revealed it to your servant. How great you are, O Lord God! For there is none like you, and there is no God but you, according to everything we have heard with our own ears. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth whom God went out to redeem as a people for himself, and to make a name for himself? You perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations and their gods from before your people, whom you redeem for yourself from Egypt. For you have established your people Israel as your very own forever, and you, O Lord, have become their God. And now, O Lord God, confirm forever the word you have spoken concerning your servant and his house. Do as you have promised, so that your name will be magnified forever when it is said, 'The Lord of hosts is God over Israel.' And the house of your servant David will be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have revealed this to your servant when you said, 'I will build a house for you.' Therefore your servant has found the courage to offer this prayer to you. And now, O Lord God, you are God, your words are true, and you have promised this goodness to your servant. Now therefore, may it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord God, have spoken, and with your blessing the house of your servant will be blessed forever. Otherwise, I will capture the city, and it will be named after me." So David assembled all the troops and went to Rabbah, and he fought against it and captured it. Then he took the crown from the head of their king. It weighed a talent of gold and was set with precious stones, and it was placed on David's head. And David took a great amount of plunder from the city. David brought out the people who were there, and put them to work with saws, iron picks, and axes, and he made them work at the brick kilns. He did the same to all the Ammonite cities. Then David and all his troops returned to Jerusalem.